looks like you're recording from a different room. Did you buy another house?
I did actually. Yes, this is my summer home.
Oh, all right.
The pool house of your summer home, right?
Exactly. Yes, I don't know if you guys knew this. I got third place on America's Got Talent.
Ooh.
Which means I can buy a weekly house.
Yeah.
You don't know, if you get on TV once, you're immediately a millionaire. I was on TV 7 times.
Whoa, that means you have like $3 million.
So let's just do the math here. That's all I'm saying.
Man, and you're in the Hamptons right now, if I believe correct, right?
Yes, and a Hampton Inn. That's
right. You got a pool boy. Man, you're living.
Yeah, then soon I'm going to put that pool in too.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no need for a pool. You got a pool boy.
Hell yeah.
So I got him on retainer because I didn't want to lose this one. He's a good pool boy.
He's a strapping young lad.
But Ryan has to use an accent every time he refers to him. He's like, oh, pool boy, the grapes, please.
Pool boy. He's like, my name's Carl. I don't know why.
I say pool boy.
Pool boy. I'm feeling a little bit parched.
Oh, pool boy, I would like some fresh squozen orange juice, please.
Excuse me, squozen?
I think that's the correct way to say it, isn't it?
I do not.
No?
Johnny, what, they let you do, like, medicine shit.
Yeah.
And you're using words like squozen?
I use squozen at least 4 times a week.
Oh, God. Like, not only is that the wrong word, why are you talking about squozing things so much? Like, what is going on in your life?
That's my business.
Like, for Brent and I, the only things that we're squeezing is
open, blue,
like,
balls.
Pussy, I was going to say pussy sores on our bodies.
And our ass into a chair on an airplane.
That's true.
Because you're too cheap to buy 2 tickets.
it's called thrifty, by the way. Yeah. But stewardess, I cannot squoze my ass into this chair.
Yeah, could you ask these fat plebeians to squoze their asses over a little more?
I say, pool boy, help me into this chair.
Pool boy, grease up my thighs so that I may fly today.
Pool boy, I have to fly across the country, and you know I mustn't use the toilet in the plane.
With the bacon grease.
Pool boy.
Oh, pool boy, I want the police dog to sniff my crotch. Bacon grease, please.
Bacon grease, pool boy.
Oh, pool boy, I would like TSA to be an adventure this morning.
The deep cavity search, pool boy.
I still love the story of you not being able to use a toilet bathroom. It's my favorite.
To use a what?
Not being able to use a toilet bathroom.
Oh, man. Like, on the planes, I definitely can't. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah. Did I say not be able to use a toilet bathroom?
A toilet bathroom. Yeah, I don't know what...
I think he's trying to squoze that in there.
Oh, yeah, man. I couldn't even squoze in the correct verbiage on that one.
Yeah, usually I just have to squoze one out in the yard. Are you squozing a loaf right now?
And you don't even have a yard.
Yeah, I mean, barely. The neighbors have a really nice one, though.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that they're using it for something.
But you know who cleans up the poop in your front yard?
The pool boy.
Your neighbors are like, Harold, why is this weirdo squatting in our yard and there's a half-naked man with a bag behind him?
Yeah. Is that America's Got Talent's Ryan Niemiller? Squozing a fresh loaf onto our pristine lawn.
And he's like, yeah, honey, don't you know if you get third place or better at AGT, you have the right to shit at any lawn you want to.
Yeah, it's one of the prize pay. It's in the contract. Read it.
Pool boys try to scoop it up with that really long net and get it into the bag.
He's like using a pool skimmer to pick up my feces.
And even though there's no actual pool, he's wearing like the arm buoys in case he has to jump in somewhere.
He's got the zinc oxide on his nose. He's ready to go.
Safety
pool boy, I feel a steamy loaf a cup brewing.
His name is Raphael.
Raphael the pool boy.
Oh, Raphael, can you please come over here with a towel so you can take this towel off?
Yeah, I have a 6-hour flight. I need to evacuate my bowels beforehand. For the bathroom is too tiny for my delicate body.
And then she's just shitting on the lawn.
This is easily our best intro ever. This
you know, we had to make up for last week, and I think we have done that to a T. So with that said, what up, cafeteriaites? Pull up a seat, no lunch money required. This is a Cafeteria Podcast. Find us everywhere at Cafeteria Pod. Find us on the Facebook. Rate us 5 stars. Write us a nice review. That's important to us. Johnny LaQuasto here at JQuasto on the socials. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't have time to write a cool intro for either one of these cuckwolves, but this human-sized charcuterie board finished 3rd place in America's Got Talent 2019. He just did the roast battle at the Comedy Store. He's on tour. I don't even know where are you at this weekend?
This weekend, I actually go home. I'm not actually working. That's something we're going to bring up. Brent, if you're still down, I'm going to get to record the cafeteria with my good buddy Brent.
No.
No? Okay, well, I'm going to pinch off a loaf with the pool boy right in his yard then.
This week, you can catch him pooping in someone's front yard, catch him on his OnlyFans page. And he's a Kanky Valley Cougar. Find him at Cripple Threat 8. He's the Cripple Threat of comedy. He's Ryan Niemiller.
Yeah, and you can catch me outside. How about that?
Huh? God, is that, damn, that's a good reference.
Is that the man? I'm not going to, like, clearly I won the roast battle based on what I just said there. So excited. I'm very good at comedy.
Can catch him outside with the pool boy. With the pool.
If you, I want this to be like a horror movie where, like, if you see like a pool skimmer, like in a place that's not a pool, you know I'm about to shit in your yard. It's like the, is that a pool skimmer? And you just hear me going, pool boy.
Well, speaking of floating, if he was in water, this cookie that is made of ginger is one of Variety Top 10 Comics magazines. One of Variety Magazine's Top 10 Comics.
He's somebody who he owns 10 magazines.
Yeah, he's the new roadie for Fuck Wolf. A matter of fact, Fuck Wolf made it clear on Instagram they're a fan of this guy. They were excited when he followed them, and now they may even dedicate a song to him. They didn't say that, but we're going to try and get it to happen.
Yeah. I'm a little salty on this, by the way. They followed Brent, but I also commented on their post. Didn't follow old Ryan P. Niemiller.
It's bullshit.
So you know who's lawn I'm shitting on? Fuck Wolves.
That's right. If you don't follow Rye P. Knee, you're getting shat on, and he's going to squeeze one out. He's going to squoze it out.
Yeah, I'm going to squoze it all over your wolfy chest.
Check out his Dry Bar comedy special on the internet, titled Crooked Ginger. He's representing the Pope Ron Cali High School football jumping jack, formerly Rebels, but now Royals. He is none other than Brent Terhune.
Fellas, it's good to be here, and I will like to point out that Ryan is the human charcuterie board, because I've eaten many a pepperoni off his body. And let me tell you, it's very easy to mistake a pepperoni or a nipple for a pepperoni. I will say that. Many times I've gone to eat a salty, greasy pepperoni off your body, Ryan, it just turns out to be your nipple.
Yeah, so. That's why there's a new website that's going to be started for me. It's R. Ryan Niemiller's Nipples Attached. And it's based on Brent eating my nipples daily.
And for some reason, the Ryan Niemiller body charcuterie board has a lot of snossages, which is a nice little change up from actual human food.
Well, it's the only way that I can get the dog to like me.
That's fair.
You've rearranged all the food in an arrow towards your crotch. Come on.
Ladies,
boy, we must organize my body into the appropriate delicacy.
Salami.
Oh, signs point south. Pool boy.
Can you please bring over as much brie cheese as possible, pool boy?
Pool boy, my balls are a certain hue of blue.
Which is also the next energy drink of the Cafeteria Podcast. Yes. The follow-up Mountain Dew Cuckin' Blue. It's Cuckin' Blue Balls, I believe.
Cuckin' Blue Balls.
Yeah. Gives you that extra rush.
Well, and let's talk about the thing that you won't stop talking about. The whole show, Johnny. Mm. Something's out.
Well.
It's Johnny from the closet.
My sexuality. Play humor.
No. Comedy. Catch me outside, Johnny. Catch me outside.
Ah. No, my
I'm a roast battle champion. It's clear.
You and I are now 1-0 in the roast battle each, bro. We're getting to a showdown.
No, shit. Please continue, Johnny.
All right. You know, the comedy special or whatever I've been teasing for the past since this show began like a year ago. It's finally a thing, guys. It's out. It's in the public. It's in the ether. It's on the internet. It's in the world. It's on televisions. All that shit.
And where can people watch it like the cartoons?
They can watch it. And if they have the spit dribbling down the face like in the cartoons, I don't blame them because it's a 62-minute gift to the masses, okay? It's called Johnny LaQuasto Physical Therapy. And currently it's on Roku, which I didn't realize how easy it was to watch on Roku. I didn't even have Roku. I got the link. I watched it. Boom. It was easy. So anywhere on Roku, it's on the front page right now. It's featured new this month. It's also on Zumo, which is another like streaming platform. It's going to be on Tubi July 2nd, and we're waiting on a few more confirmations. But right now, we're really pushing that Roku. It is free to watch, guys. It's free to watch, just a couple of advertising breaks, not counting the weird stuff that I have as part of my special, actual commercials. And it's free. I'm like so stoked about it, and I'm really proud of it, and I hope everyone enjoys it.
Just to clarify, Johnny, do you have to have the Roku device to watch it on Roku? Is that an app that you can download on whatever?
It's easy. I watched the link without downloading anything, but then for fun, yeah. I downloaded the Roku channel on my phone and boom, easy to find. Like I said, totally free. I've had a lot of people that have watched it without even me telling them because they found it on the homepage. Yeah, you don't need a Roku device. You just, you know, you find, search my name and I pop up and you could watch it. And you could just, squoze all the joy out of it that you can.
Yeah, I say, pool boy, pull
pool
it up.
Boy, please put onto my Roku device the latest Johnny LaQuasto joint.
The only one, pool boy.
Oh, you know, when you clean my pool, I like to be at half mast. So please put on the Johnny LaQuasto joint.
Please get a pool, Mr. Ryan P. Nee Miller.
Right. Yeah, he has to call me by my middle initial as well.
I think RP Knee is a pretty sweet nickname.
Old RP Knee?
Yeah.
That's my favorite type of video game is RP Knee, not RPG.
RP Knee. It's me in an RPG, but it's useless because I can't really hold swords or guns.
Yeah. And we have to mention our friends at our Patreon. We have to talk about that.
Sure.
Where you can get exclusive stuff every week. So and we've got some new Patreons. So thank you to the new ones and to the old ones and to the ones that haven't done it.
Yeah.
You're a thief.
Yeah. Yeah. To all future patrons, we love you. If you're not currently a patron, I'm really going to fucking get mad here. Mm-hmm. Like how many times do we have to tell you? Like, you think it's easy to afford a new house to record in every week?
Mm-mm.
It's not.
With the pool boy.
Yeah. The pool boy himself, 10 grand a week.
Yeah. Uninsured, but still, 10 grand a week.
And then imagine, once I get a pool, he's going to want more.
Yeah, he's going to have to learn to swim.
Yeah, because right now he's only dealing with the swampy areas of my body.
Which is your ass.
Which is my ass and taint.
Yes.
It's you've also have never paid anybody a wage ever, Ryan. You're unaware of what people make for a job.
Yeah, I did some 10 grand away. I mean, to be honest, with as much time as he spends in my taint, he's earned 10 grand a week.
Well, we have new we have new patrons. Thank you to Todd Curtis. He's a concrete kid.
What up, Todd? Todd's my good buddy.
Well, Todd, actually, join in. He's a concrete kid. Thanks,
Todd's
Toddy.
My good buddy. He's my my video game collecting buddy.
Old Hot Todd.
Old Hot Toddy. He is Hot Todd. He's like in his 40s. He's like more ripped than we'll ever be. He's nice. As ripped as Brent and I are rippled.
Okay.
Is he your pool boy?
You know what? If he didn't already have a great job, I would have asked him. He would be a perfect pool boy.
To be fair, Hot Todd is a pretty sweet name for a pool boy.
Hot Todd the pool boy. He's going to love this.
Well, speaking of hot, thank you to Rusty Martin. He's the brand new Pope Roncalli football royal. He is a royal. We only have a few of those in the Patreon. So we thank you, Rusty Martin. And he sent us a message. He said, hey, thank you guys for making me laugh during the pandemic. I feel like I owe you for all those laughs. And he joined the Patreon. So for all you selfish pieces of garbage that aren't like Rusty, you should be more like Rusty.
Yeah. See, like, see, this is like a perfect example. A week ago, Rusty was a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. This week, Rusty is a wonderful human being. And, yeah, and he squoze the last little bit of joy out of my heart.
That's so right.
Thank you, Rusty.
Rusty's going to get all our exclusives, our photo spreads, whatever they're called.
Boudoir.
Yes.
Yeah, boudoir photos. He's gonna. We're probably going to have pizza with him. Just go to his house and have some pizza.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the Roncalli tier, I will actually come to your house and mow your lawn. Mm-hmm. That's even one of the.
You don't have a lawn. He'll just show up.
I will pick up things off of your lawn or your neighbors.
He will clean up after Ryan shits in your lawn.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're in the Roncalli tier, I will let you have 1 hour with my pool boy.
Yeah. And then right, and then Brent will
spear the pool boy. Who is of legal age, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, technically he's a pool man, but it's not as.
I like how 15 minutes in, one of us finally says, legal age, by the way. Legal age.
Yeah, by the way, he's allowed to work for me.
Well, also thank you to the other patrons, Jacob Schwartz, Matthew Malin, who also upgraded as a patron.
Yeah.
He went from being a lowly cougar to a royal. I almost said royal rebel, then I realized, wait, no, they're the royals now. So yeah, Matthew Malin stepped up his game because he's trying to put food in our mouths.
Yeah, he's trying to put all kinds. He's trying to put more pepperonis on my belly.
You're so taking pepperonis off Ryan Neumiller's naked body.
Yeah. Thanks to Matthew Malin, Ryan can now afford that brie spread on each thigh.
Exactly. Ryan P. Neumiller stands for Ryan Pepperoni Neumiller.
Pepperoni Nipples Neumiller.
Also, thank you to Kendall Bailey, Cody Gray, Jason Nicholson, Mike Hawk, the Lady Bronwyn Devonshire, Natalie, that Tuesday guy, Tom Springsteen, a.k.a. The Boss, Vanessa O'Connor, Dexter LaPierre, Robin Richards, Bert Crisafi Jr. By the way, Robin Richards, who I met in Tampa since our last episode, and of course, the resident artist who was kind enough to give us the new Fuck Wolf album art, Bobby Goldman.
What up, Bobby?
What up, Bobby G?
And Robin, for coming out to Johnny's show.
Yeah, yeah, I think Robin's coming out to see me in Naples too.
I did convince her to drive to see you. Yes.
Yeah, and you will learn once you see my act. You have to be convinced.
Yo, I did forget though. Since Fuck Wolf is a fan of Brent and actually knows we exist as a podcast, have we sent the album cover to them? I don't think we have.
I don't think we have yet. By the way, yeah, an update. They are aware that we are huge fans, by the way.
During this episode, I will tag them from our podcast page.
Yeah. I'm still a little salty. They're only following Brent, though. They're following the cafeteria pod and then only followed Brent.
You're as salty as your pepperoni nipples.
Exactly. My guess is Fuck Wolf loves Cody Lee. And that's why.
First place.
Yeah, first place. They're like, oh, only one a first place winner of AGT. like, little does Fuck Wolf know. Hey, Fuck Wolf, listen, if you guys follow me back on Instagram, I will talk to Cody Lee and see if I can get him to cover one of Fuck Wolf's songs.
This will happen. I think it's worth it just to follow. That's all. Actually, that's a rebel tier in our Patreon.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, if you're in the royal tier on our Patreon, I will get Cody Lee to cover your favorite Fuck Wolf song.
God, that'd be amazing. Can you imagine Cody at the piano with that golden voice and then just singing "What a Fuck"?
That'd be the
yo. Best. Oh man, what other? There was "What a Fuck." I can't think of any other songs right now.
That's how big of fans we are.
Yeah. There was something with the word. It was like white something. Not White Christmas. I don't know what it was.
I believe that's Bing Crosby.
Yeah, him and David Bowie, which ironically is the voice we've been using for the pool boy.
Pool boy, put on my Fuck Wolf LP.
Oh, pool boy, please come over here and sing pa rum pum pum.
go prum a bum pum on my bum.
That finally comes out. That's what that whole relationship was about your bum.
It was about my bum. I need a pool boy for my swamp ass. Hey.
Skim my ass. Get all the leaves out.
Oh, pool boy. Cicadas have died in my asshole. Please scoop them out.
Oh, pool boy, there are no love bugs in here.
People actually listen to us do this voice and say things like, scoop the cicadas out of my ass.
Yeah.
There are people who we are their favorite comedians. Oh, boy.
Why haven't we got the Mark Twain Award for Humor yet?
Yeah.
The brood of cicadas have
the brood.
They've crossed over by falling into my asshole,
and they're just buzzing about.
Their wings are tickling my taint. Please dispose of them post haste.
Actually, pool boy, give me about 7-8 minutes.
Take that bug zapper and stick it
deep within me bum.
As a matter of fact, pool boy, just electrocute me in the face while the cicadas buzz about.
I will pass them myself.
Oh, we are more than making up for last week's non-episode. I'll tell you what. Although you chose a really good classic episode, though. Our Dead Grandparents is one of our best titles of all time.
Yeah, it was a shout out to to where we came from, all the pool boys before us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, because our grandparents were all pool boys and girls.
Yeah, those pool boys have become pool men.
Yeah, came over here from Germany, is what I think happened. Uh-huh. And he was a pool boy at Ellis Island for many months before he was allowed to enter this country.
Yeah, few people know that underneath the Statue of Liberty is just a full Olympic-sized pool.
Also gifted to us by France.
By France, yes. that's history. Fucking read a book, Johnny.
I can see Brent's grandfather and like the buoys around his arm and like the sunscreen on his nose, and everyone sees like, what is this guy doing here? And he just yells, nine? Das ist gut.
Yeah. The pool is so schmutzy.
Someone has made fudge in the pool.
Oh.
From, by the way?
What's that?
What is someone made fudge in the pool? What is that from?
I don't know. I always say somebody made fudge in something, and a German accent is always funny to me.
Oh,
well, I made fudge in mein Lederhosen.
Oh, Oktoberfest is ruined, for I fudged my trousers.
It's only April, but they have already canceled it.
I should have used this mug for something else.
Oh, this beer stein is beer nine.
Oh, Christ. Do you guys want to talk about either one of your comedy weekends? You got any good anecdotes from the travels?
I watched in Philadelphia proper. I watched Rocky for the first time.
Yeah.
And we've discussed it on the Patreon, so we don't have to go into in depth, but I'm not impressed, guys.
Jesus, you son of a bitch. Hot take. You son of a pool girl.
Don't talk about my mother like that. She worked hard. She worked two pool jobs to support me and my brother. Thanks for bringing him up.
Now, tell me this, though. After watching Rocky, tell me you weren't motivated to run up the steps of the art museum. Get a little cardio in.
No.
Okay. Damn it.
Nothing in the world. Like, Brent is going to lose his feet, and that's not motivation for him to run. Why do you think watching this movie is going
to
do it?
If you want me to run up steps, it better be something better than an art museum at the top. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he needs to run up those steps, and the pool boy is waiting for him.
Maybe if you put Adrian at the top of those steps.
Okay, well.
And I will coax her into my apartment, even though she doesn't want to be there.
I will give you this. Look.
Hey, come on, there's bugs over there. Why don't you sit on the couch next to me with my shirt off? Come on, we're just a couple of pies
hey,
on.
Hey, yeah, we all have pepperoni on our abs.
I say pepperoni. I say pool boy.
Rocky moves a little bit slow, but dude, Mickey is amazing. And Paul, damn it, the one who plays Paulie is so good, though.
Yeah, he's later Bobby Bacala's dad in Sopranos, I think.
Oh, there you go.
I thought I liked the movie, but it was just, you know, I didn't that it moves slow. That doesn't bother me. Maybe it's just that it's a boxing sports movie, and you know that's not my thing. I would like to watch the rest of the Rockies.
Yeah,
it's just something that you always hear people talk about, and it's always referenced. So,
well, fun fact: when the scene where he's running through the Italian market in South Philly, they actually, from what I understand, didn't get permission or whatever, or didn't tell anyone they were filming. They just guerrilla style just shot that scene with him running through the goddamn market, and then all those people running behind him, all the kids, that was like a natural thing. They just started doing that. They just kept filming it. They used that take. So there you go.
Now which Rocky does he get the robot butler?
Oh, that's the one where he loses all his money. That's Rocky IV.
Hey, I say robot butler.
Yeah.
Robot butler.
Wait a minute. No. No, Robot Butler, Rocky IV is Russia. That's if he dies, he dies. No, Rocky V is the one that most people want to forget about. That's where he fought Tommy Morrison, that didn't want to. He starts off rich in Rocky V, but Paulie makes some kind of weird-ass mistake and signs off a bunch of – he basically signs off all his possessions and everything gets repossessed. So he starts off super rich. Wait a minute. No. The robot butler, I think, is in Rocky IV because he is rich by then and has to go to Russia to train. Starts off rich in Rocky V, loses all his money, and then they're broke, I think. I think the robot butler is Rocky IV.
I'm sitting here thinking I can't believe that a robot butler is actually a real thing in this movie that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, after watching the first one, the fact that it eventually became a fucking robot butler. Yeah, so it's Rocky IV. The bizarre, touching story behind Rocky IV's robot butler.
There you go. Yeah, Rocky IV. Boom.
If you really want to cry, read about the robot butler in Rocky.
All right. Well, you didn't do much in Philly. That's fine. Rye, what'd you do?
This weekend, I didn't do shit.
Attaboy.
I just got that dick wet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, by the pool boy.
Yeah, right. The pool. Yeah, no, because it was very hot in Southern California. I've been sweating exclusively from my taint for days.
It's the most porous parts of the body, by the way.
Yeah, most people think it's like the feet or the head. No, for me, it's the taint. and mostly it's because my taint is just so huge. I have a lot of taint. I got like an 8-inch taint. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah, it's like an AstroTurf.
Yeah, and this week. So it wasn't this weekend, but on Tuesday. Tuesday. The reason we normally record on Tuesday, a little behind the scenes. Tuesdays are general when things are normal. That's recording day. But I had I did my first roast battle at the comedy store. Bam,
let's battle,
and I won.
Okay,
I won. I took my buddy Chris Bowers. I took him to task. He killed himself.
took him to task.
He's done. He couldn't handle it. I brought the heat.
Gave him what for?
I gave him the old 1-2. And he killed himself out of anger.
You gave him the old high hard one, and he decided to be posthumous afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool challenge. I've never done a roast before, like an actual like roast of a person, let alone a battle. In it, and so it was a nice a joke writing exercise. Yeah, and then I won. Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, was very impressed and wants me to come back and do more. It was nice that he went out of his way to find me and say I did a good job. I got to see Johnny and our buddy Brian Moses, who's like the ref / host of the roast battles.
I mean, he essentially created it.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, I've known him since. Like literally almost as long as I've known you, Johnny. Like when I had started, we were doing all open mics in like the OC back in the day. So I've known him since probably like 07, 08. And good to see him doing well. And he's a very good hugger. Mm-hmm. I held him long and tight. It was nice.
You were hugging Brian Moses. Did you know this kind of feels like the same hugs I get from the pool boy?
Come here and let me squoze you. Yeah, but it was good. It was fun. I'd always kind of been like, oh, the roast battles are stupid, mostly because I thought I would just never be good at them. So I was like, it's comedy I don't know how to do, so I hate it.
Anything I don't know how to do is dumb.
It's dumb. But after doing it, I was like, it was fun. Like, the Bowers did well too. Like it made a good battle because neither of us bombed. Like, everything, mm-hmm. Everything hit. And that's really what these competitions are. It's not about winning and losing per se. It's about good joke writing. Yeah. That's what it is. And we did some good jokes, and I was very happy. I'll probably do another one at some point.
Do you have any? Go ahead, Johnny.
Did you sweep him?
Did I swept the leg?
No, well, of course you did. But I mean, did he win any rounds?
Well, for this, it was just they didn't do it by who won a round. It was three jokes, and they did since we were the undercard, it was just there wasn't a judge vote. It was audience clap off, and it was close. So then we had to do a bonus joke, an overtime joke, and I won the final clap off on that.
Okay, the old undercarriage.
So Ryan, do you have a joke that from the thing that you want to say? Do you remember them?
Yes, I can do one. The one that I closed with that I thought went really well. For the normal round, not the bonus round, but the it was like, Bowers, you're in your 40s, you're a fat fuck, you dress like a gay magician who only works at proms. How is it that you're the only person in here who people feel more sorry for than me?
Nice.
That was a good joke. Yeah,
he does. And you know, he wears tuxedos all the time. It's literally like, I assume his closet is like a cartoon character's, where it's all the same clothing.
Yeah.
And that's not exact. Like, you see Bowers on Tuesday afternoon, he's wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, he's like,
Friday night, he's wearing tuxedo.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's I have to get up tomorrow morning, go to the grocery store. I hope my tux is clean. That's just who he is. And it's like a legit thing. He just decided that was going to be his brand. Like, that's what he wanted to do. And he sticks to it. And I respect that. It's not my brand, but he's very committed to it.
He's like, I'm going to dress like Tony Clifton every day.
Yeah.
And see how it pays off.
Sorry, miss. It looks like you sat in some cottage cheese. Oh, that's just your ass.
Hey.
Boy.
You know, we don't. Brensky's got to go to a show in Lexington right now. So we only have time for about 10 more minutes. So I was thinking, I got to thinking about streaming services and devices this week with the special coming out and whatnot. What was the earliest streaming music downloader thing that you guys used? Because there were a bunch that came out on a very short period of time, about 20 years ago or so, a little over 20 years ago now, maybe. Yeah. So sticks out to you guys?
The first one that I remember using was Napster. I was in very early on that, because I think Napster was the first one that got like
you're stealing
actual
our music. You're stealing our music, Ryan. Yeah, me and Metallica.
I knew it. You were doing your Lars impression there. Yeah, as artists. I mean, how dare you? It's like, look.
I love the old Mindy Kaling joke about that, like how they used to do PSAs before movies and stuff, like trying to convince people not to pirate music because it was like that big of a deal. And they'd be like, "Would you steal a car? Would you steal a car?" Well, like, yeah, if it was as easy as just touching the car and then 30 seconds later you have a car and the original person gets to keep the car.
Yeah.
Yes, I would. But yeah, I did Napster, and Napster got kind of shut down relatively fast, because I think it, as far as being a free thing, just because it got so big. The one I probably used the most was LimeWire.
Oh, good one. Okay.
That's the one I used a lot.
Actually, Johnny, right now I have uploaded your whole special to LimeWire and Pirate Bay. So
thank you.
There are ways around in Kazaa. There are ways around the Roku app, just for our listeners.
Yeah, but, if you don't want to spend 12 seconds downloading the free Roku app
and then watching upwards,
you could potentially get a virus on Pirate Bay instead.
90 seconds of ads that who support Johnny. You can get it on the dark web right now.
Exactly. I don't really – look, I'm not looking for any kind of financial gain or food in my mouth here.
It's not like it cost you any money to make this a thing.
No, not at all. I mean, it's not like I just gave up on counting how much it cost me throughout the process of making this, but none at all. Please put it on the Pirate Bay.
You're wearing a nice potato sack right now, Johnny. It's good to see that things are working out for you.
Johnny, I know you're looking to buy that condo that you live in, and I think you're going to be able to buy a lot of condos with the exposure that we just got you on Pirate.
Oh, you're giving me exposure bucks? Thanks.
Oh, yeah. We're going to buy so many condos. You're going to be able to live like me, buying a new house every week. It's going to be great.
Do you guys like my new suitcase? It's a stick with a bag attached to it.
It's called a bindle, by the way.
Oh, is it really?
For a hobo folks.
I like to call it a hobo knapsack.
God, I'm learning so much today. There's a bindle, and then squozin is apparently not a correct word. All right.
Your loan officer is going to be like, man, I know you. Denied.
Should have got paid for your special. Delete. Shit. Okay, so you at LimeWire. What else?
Yeah, I had LimeWire as well, and it was you'd always try to download songs or whatever, and then it would be like the longest, like Godsmack, I Stand Alone //.mp3/m4. I don't know all the thing, but it would just be the longest title, and you would download it, and then it would be like, "You's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass?" It wasn't even that song that you downloaded.
Yeah, I always found that with, because I think LimeWire, I don't think Napster, but like LimeWire started letting you also do video clips. Mm-hmm. And that was before stuff like WWE Network and all that. So like I would download like wrestling shows and wrestling matches. And the amount of times, I know we talked about this definitely before on the podcast, but every like, I would say 1 in 4 videos that I would download of like a wrestling match or an event, it would just be the video of Sid breaking his leg.
Oh!
They always squoze that in. They would squoze in Sid
That's
breaking
the
his leg.
Rick Roll of wrestling.
It really was. Like every time you're like, oh, you want to watch the WrestleMania 10 ladder match between Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon? How about Sid breaking his leg instead?
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna walk again. It's broken.
So let's see if you guys... So LimeWire, I see that. I used it. Napster, used it. What if I said Winamp?
I did a little Winamp. I was kind of past like wanting to download songs that way.
So here's the thing, though. From what I remember, Winamp was out before everything. Like Winamp was the first one I remember using.
I want to say Winamp had like actual like legal uses as well. I want to say, wasn't Winamp like a player too? It was like a music player.
It was, because I remember when I downloaded Winamp, every time I would open it, it would always be this little pre-recorded message from Winamp, and it would be this guy, and he says, "Winamp, it really whoops a llama's ass."
Winamp, pool boy.
Winamp, get over here, pool boy.
Pool boy, come here and whoop my ass, pool boy.
I loved me some Winamp, and that sound effect is so dope. But yeah, it wasn't like the most user-friendly. Then Napster came along and just, you know, we all just went ham.
Yeah, Napster made it, like, Napster's biggest problem was it was too easy that, like, even idiots like me who didn't really know how to use computers at the time could be like, I have every song! Mm-hmm. Like, it was super easy to do. And you can't make, if you're doing something like, legal ambiguous like that, you can't make it that easy. Yeah. You gotta make it tough to find.
Yeah, your dad can't be talking about it. You know, like it's too that yeah, if you're telling people to do it, then there's more eyes on it. It's like when somebody's like, oh, there's a video that you could watch and it's on a certain site right now. If you just search for it, they don't want to say, oh, it's on YouTube, because then people will go to it, create traffic, and then it'll just get taken down.
Well, that's why I was nervous about investing in crypto, because I started to hear way too many stupid people talk about crypto. And I'm like, I don't know. I think too many people know about this shit now.
I would argue to an extent that's true. But like, just like anything that like works eventually, like if it works well enough, people mm-hmm. are going to find out about it. And
do you think the guy that invented Napster, I forget his name, Sean, whatever.
Sean Diddy Combs?
Yes, Sean P. Diddy Combs. Yes, of course.
Tom from MySpace. That's him.
Tom Diddy Combs. Do you ever think
The Winklevoss twins.
I wonder if that guy ever thought, yeah, someday Justin Timberlake's going to play me in a movie. That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's what I thought, even though Justin Timberlake was barely a thing when Napster existed. But
NSYNC was the hotness, though, when Napster came out. They were like, their whole first album, along with Britney, they were on fire because they were taking over MTV and music channels. And I was like, what is this music?
And then the federal government came and shut down Napster and was like, bye, 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 bye.
That's right. And then Britney's dad came in and
Free
Britney. Come on.
Yeah, free Britney. The wound's too fresh.
Get her life back, for God's sake. Jesus. Let her go to Vegas. Let her do things.
How many computers did you guys ruin with downloading things?
I've ruined my current computer. I could be, but that's mostly pornography. So
I like that you still download it.
If I find a really good video, I want to make sure that my girlfriend has the chance to find it
after you die.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's this folder? Oh no.
Oh God.
Well, there's a folder that's just labeled pool boy.
Of legal age, by the way.
Of legal age. End parentheses.
Ryan is very nostalgic for the old VHS tape trading days, and so he can get his fix by downloading videos.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of needing to rewind the good part because I haven't finished yet.
And that's you have to rewind it on the file that you did.
Yeah, I have to hold the button.
Then it starts buffering on him. He's like, no, pull boy.
I like to have my penis in one hand, my other hand on the tracking button to fix the wavy lines on the VCR.
Oh, that makes me want to get into having the hot box back in the day. But if we haven't talked about that yet, that could be another topic for another episode.
I think we talked a little bit about the hot box.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite videos that I used to jerk it to. Hey, guys.
Hey,
the hot box. I downloaded it on Napster.
Winamp. It really whoops a llama's ass.
Yeah, I hate when I try to download my favorite pornography called the Hot Box, and then I open it up and it's just Sid breaking his leg. I can't do it.
Well, Ryan, put yourself over.
At CrippleThreat8, CrippleThreat.com. Come see me on tour. I'm going to be sweating my swampy dick off in Florida for most of July and August. July 8th through 11th at Offload Comedy Club in Naples. July 29th and 31st, I'm in Destin, Florida. And the 30th, I'm in Panama City Beach. So I'm going one place and back. And then August 6th and 7th, I am in Boca Raton, Florida. And then the weekend after that, 12th through the 14th, I'm at Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland, which is Baltimore area.
What are those words?
A lot of words in there.
Yeah, Timonium, Maryland at Magoobies. And then August 15th, I'm doing the DC Improv.
Sounds like an old mining town. Jesus.
Yeah, buy tickets and bring your pool boy. Pool boys get in free.
Welcome to Timonium. We got plutonium. All right.
Timonium is my favorite element on the periodic table.
Yeah. Timonium sounds like something that an old-timey drugstore sells next to the phosphates.
Yeah. We got tooth powder and timonium.
Welcome to Passamaquoddy. We got timonium.
Just rub some timonium on that.
Oh, pool boy, bring the timonium, please.
Town, gather round. I'm here to sell you timonium and some snake liver oil.
Does your prick not work? Timonium.
You can please your dame.
Oh, boy. Brenskies.
Next week, July 1 through 3, I'll be at the St. Louis Funny Bone.
Dig it.
Good to be back. I will be in San Francisco and then Avon, Indiana at the Red Curb Improv Comedy Theater, Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities, and then at the very handsome, very liquor-stored and churched up Fort Wayne, Indiana. So all those dates at BrentComedy.com.
What is at Fort Wayne these days?
The Fort Wayne Comedy Club.
Okay. It's
you and I met in Fort Wayne, Johnny, but this is a completely different establishment.
I would hope so, because the other one blew up.
It blew up. Well, if you don't, if you mix your timonium incorrectly, you lose a lot of pool boys.
You can't. No, you put too much timonium in the pool, and there was an explosion.
If you put timonium near the compact disc stereo system, it's bound to blow. Let's see. We're at Cafeteria Pod. Facebook.com/CafeteriaPod. Of course, rate us 5 stars. Write us a nice review. As far as Migos, Migos. Yeah, listen to the Migos.
Ah, Migos.
Yeah, Sprite. My special, you can watch it. Just find it. Go to Roku. Go to Roku channel. It's free. Search my name. It's going to pop up. It's also coming to Tubi July 2nd. It's also on Xumo, X-U-M-O, another streaming service. And we got more coming. Also, I'm in Louisville July 8th through 10th with the buddy Sean Smith. We're doing a two-man show. It's going to be super dope.
What up, Sean Smith?
Sean Smith is hilarious. We're planning some really cool stuff. So Louisville, Caravan Comedy Club, July 8th through 10th. And as always, Pool Boys! Thank you for joining us in the cafeteria. If you had a good time, rate us 5 stars. Write us a nice review on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you didn't enjoy yourself, I'm going to be honest. We probably won't do better next time. We appreciate you.